tell me a little bit about how far into the wilderness the camera was put.
Well, not quite sure how far, but they're, you know, they're certainly around the national park. It's actually a place that has a Janie Tully is a kind of area that it's called. It has the name of a woman. So it's a well-known kind of associated with a camping area, but a little further on. As you can see from those pictures, there's deer that go through there quite a bit. The individuals had put wood around the camera so that they could make sure that the scent of the humans was kind of diminished. But there's a lot of blow through that go through, you know, the wind and the weather is pretty harsh through there. So it's not some place that people actually hang out.
Why was the camera set up in the first place?
It was set up to try to find Bigfoot.
Just for that, okay.
It's a well-known Bigfoot area. I have some questions about why it's only at 3 feet. I've been actually talking to the people about that, and they're putting more cameras back, and they've actually switched around from still photography to some video, and they're getting, as you can see, most recently, if you look deeper into that, we've got the full face of a deer has shown up just a few days ago. So they're getting still some wild.
Yeah, there he is looking right into the lens.
Exactly. For those people that have said it's just the face of a deer, I think it was interesting that right away, right after the beginning of May, we got a photograph of that. So it isn't the face of a deer. It's a much different animal. Whatever this thing is.
What about tracks? So when people went back out there, did they see anything?
Yeah, they looked for tracks. They looked, it's a spongy kind of underbrush, so they couldn't find tracks. They looked in 40 feet around the whole area, and they could find no tracks at all, and not even the tracks of the deer. So it's just an area that's not keeping tracks very well.
And how does the camera work exactly, Lauren?
It works. The way they had it set up originally, when there was any kind of movement in front of it or any kind of intense heat source, then it takes a snapshot. So that's why you're getting deer. That's why sometimes people get leaves that move or, like a tree that might fall in front of it. It'll get a shot of that. But most of the time they're getting mostly deer, and then that's why they were very shocked to find that one on there, that Bigfoot-type creature.
How would you rate these photographs, what we'll call the Mount Hood photos?
The Mount Hood photos, I think they're, 50-50, certainly reliable individuals as far as what they are. Is it a bear? Is it a person? Somebody has even suggested that it was the back of the head of the person setting up the camera, but I don't think it's something that foolish, but it's not, we don't have the face of a Bigfoot there. We don't have a foot of a Bigfoot. We don't have a hand. So I can't say it's really a Bigfoot yet. I'm hoping that if it's an active Bigfoot area like I know it is, and I actually put it in my Bigfoot book in 2003 as an active area, I've got a list at the back of the book of the hot spots around the country that people should look for these creatures. So I know that there's a possibility there, but we don't have a signature photograph yet. It's not the Patterson film.